April 30. Haven't I sent you? Judges 6, 1-23. And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might. Have not I sent thee? Judges 6, 14. To Gideon came the divine call to deliver his people. He was engaged at the time in threshing wheat. A small quantity of grain had been concealed, and not daring to beat it out on the ordinary threshing floor, he had resorted to a spot near the wine press. For the season of ripe grapes being still far off, little notice was now taken of the vineyards. As Gideon labored in secrecy and silence, he sadly pondered upon the condition of Israel and considered how the oppressor's yoke might be broken from off his people. Suddenly the angel of the Lord appeared and addressed him with the words, Jehovah is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. O my Lord, was his answer, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. The messenger of heaven replied, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? Gideon deeply felt his own insufficiency for the great work before him. The Lord does not always choose for his work men of the greatest talents, but he selects those whom he can best use. Individuals who might do good service for God may for a time be left in obscurity, apparently unnoticed and unemployed by their master, but if they faithfully perform the duties of their humble position, cherishing a willingness to labor and to sacrifice for him, he will in his own time entrust them with greater responsibilities. Before honor is humility. The Lord can use most effectually those who are most sensible of their own unworthiness and inefficiency. He will teach them to exercise the courage of faith. He will make them strong by uniting their weakness to his might, wise by connecting their ignorance with his wisdom.